Good morning, I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's a Tuesday, it's the 18th of August. Here's a look at some of the stories that are happening now in the news. We may see more fireworks tonight. Healthcare town hall meetings are set in Massachusetts and Illinois. Right now, some Democrats are hammering the president because they say he's backing off a key piece of his healthcare plan. There are concerns that the White House may abandon the fight for a public health insurance option. Many Republicans just don't want the government involved in healthcare. And for some Democrats, that option is a must.
If we don't have a public plan, then we're leaving it up to the insurance companies to somehow get up one morning and say, okay, I want to make less profit. I want to have less overhead. I want to bring down costs on our own. That's not going to happen.
It's a deal breaker because the whole idea behind health care reform is to bring down the cost. We cannot bring down the cost unless there's a public option that will create competition.
Today, President Obama has taken a break from publicly pitching his plan for health care reform. Hurricane Bill now gaining strength in the Atlantic. The good news, it's still hundreds of miles from land, but the Category 2 storm with winds of 100 miles an hour could grow to become a major hurricane within the next day or two. It's also on track to graze Bermuda by the end of the week. A 2-year-old boy and 11-month-old girl have been found after being kidnapped at gunpoint in Arizona. They appear to be okay. Phoenix police are now looking for four suspects. They say a group of armed men burst into a home and took the children after claiming to be the police. Officers don't think the children's mother knows the suspects. An alleged hacker who's already in jail is at the center of the biggest credit card theft case in U.S. history. Prosecutors say Albert Gonzalez stole data from more than 130 million credit and debit cards from some major retailers. He's currently facing similar charges in two other cases. Now, sex or sleep? What do you want? Which one? What's your answer? Well, according to a survey, it's split almost 50-50. The study was commissioned by Westin Hotels promoting their heavenly bed. They found that 51% of people preferred a night's sleep to some hanky-panky. The survey also found that 60% of travelers say their PDA has kept them from getting a good night's sleep, meaning your personal data organizer, you know, digital gadget, not public displays of affection. Again, that new research from the Heavenly Beds Westin Hotel. Those are the headlines for you at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.